There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here to bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
Let's go back to the phones and the fun. We got Lucas in Raleigh, North Carolina. He had called at the end of the last hour, right after we had a guy talking about how difficult it was to give an employee a raise due to all of the money that has to be paid out to the government in general. And Lucas, you had just started saying something about Social Security, about how you consider it to be a safety net. Can you kind of recap your point for our audience in case they're just tuning in right now?
Sure. And look, I didn't call to get on a high horse about a safety net, but the point of Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid are not, or food stamps for that matter, are not to give people a way to retire. It's a way to protect people from being indigent when they hit an age where they can no longer work. And people oftentimes now are potentially disabled or too old to work for 20 or 30 years now. We need a lot of money stashed away for that. And the alternative is we have Americans dying in the street. Americans will never tolerate that.
That's ridiculous. I mean, Lucas,
$8 an hour to
Lucas,
support you when you get old.
Yeah, it's ridiculous that you're going to have Americans dying in the streets if you don't have the government Social Security program. I mean, all of that money that's being paid into Social Security could be put into a program that actually isn't going to go bankrupt. It could be put into, you know, private funds or charities and things like that that can actually help out people in, you know, in a time of need. I mean, to suggest that people would be dying in the streets without Social Security suggests that Americans are not it suggests that Americans are not charitable and that they're not willing to help out their neighbors and their family.
In fact, I'll go ahead and restate what I said. I said Americans will never tolerate that. So I agree with you that Americans would jump up and do something about it if that arose.
Okay.
So you could get rid of Social Security. And again, I did not call to talk about this. There's another issue I want to talk about in unpacking what he had to say that I think is more important. This was just my preface. That we could get rid of those things. And I think as a society, we'd survive. But I also think you'd find there would be some people who don't have children who make more than the minimum wage, some people who are too ill and who charity can't find because they don't know anybody. These are homeless people, potentially undocumented Americans who will potentially wind up on the streets and need someone to pull them out of the street. And what Social Security and Medicare have done at a relatively low cost.
Okay, Social Security and Medicare are different things, and you're conflating them. It's really important.
No,
Social Security.
I'm saying they both.
Well, you keep saying them in the same sentence. Social Security is a program where people who don't need funding in their retirement years will get funding, and that's kind of nutty.
People who don't need funding in their retirement years.
I mean, everybody who pays into Social Security is going to get Social Security, right?
And you're saying nobody needs that.
No. Is that what I said? I said people who do not need that will get it.
Give me an example, Mark.
So you could means test Social Security. And look,
You can't bring something up if you don't want to talk about it. That's ridiculous.
I didn't say I don't want to talk about it. I said there's a more important issue. I said if you want to take the position that you can get rid of these two things and Americans will jump in and help, you're right. I think the only difference between those two programs is whether or not there's something that everybody can already plan on versus hoping someone will come to your door and say, excuse me, sir, I noticed that your heat is off and it's winter. Can my church help you? And that, you're right. That would probably happen, but it would miss some people. The bigger thing that I wanted to address that I thought was fascinating about what
you don't think Social Security misses people? I mean, you already said that some of these people are undocumented.
It absolutely misses people. It absolutely misses people. I'm not going to argue about whether or not it's perfect because I'm going to tell you right away, I already agree with you. None of these programs are perfect. You could get rid of all of them and try to serve that purpose some other way. But nobody's yet sufficiently outlined to me, at least, or to most Americans. And so I think
Well, let me outline it to you, because I think it's really important.
Americans don't agree with you. Oh, I
well, but it doesn't matter. Here's what I want to outline to you. It's my money, and it's none of your damn business. Like, that's a pretty good outline, right?
What? Well, I'm sorry, what?
It's my money, and it's none of your damn business.
You yelled at me. Maybe I misheard you.
I said, it's my money, and it's none of your damn business. That's my outline for the new program.
So you're saying nobody has no government has the right to tax anybody anything for any reason.
Yeah, you don't get to steal from people. It's not okay. I have a moral objection.
No government ever has any right to tax anybody.
No, never. Who the hell are these people? Who do these people think they are? I want nothing to do with them.
I'm going to go ahead and say that given your premise that no government has the right to tax anybody, that you're right. And what I want to say is, and this is it, I'll leave you with this. If you want to ask me more questions, I'll answer them all day long, but I want to say the one thing I called to say.
Okay.
One of the very first things your last caller said when he called was she asked for a 50-cent raise, and the literal words out of his mouth, the actual physical words that came out of his mouth over the air was, that 50 cents an hour is nothing to me. And then he went on.
I didn't say that. He did say that? Yeah. I don't remember it. Okay.
Actually, you can go back and replay it.
That's no, he did say that.
I called. Look, the moment, yes, he did.
I said he did say that. I've just said that three times.
Okay, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm having a hard time hearing you. Maybe it's that you keep jumping in when I'm just trying to finish a sentence. So he said 50 cents an hour is nothing to him, and then went on to explain why 1.2 cents that he has to pay on that 50 cents is the reason he won't give her a raise, and that is what is wrong with America. He saw an employee that he believes deserves that raise. He could afford that raise, but he won't give the raise from $8 an hour, which is not enough to live on, out of a principle about paying taxes on the 50 cents. And I get the argument. But he's putting the cart before, well before the horse here. Employees need to be paid an amount that is equal to the to whatever value they provide that the owner, the manager can reasonably provide. And if we create a system in which the main goal is to pay people as close to nothing as possible, we as a society are cheating ourselves by really. That's everybody trying to get something for nothing.
And well, I don't know that we've created that system. I agree with what you're saying.
When I hire somebody to work, I do not quibble over.
You know why we jump in? Because your sentences don't end.
Okay. I'm just a little upset because you made it.
I hear you.
Dirty. I want to make it about the fact that this guy is cheap and he's complaining about 1.2 cents and won't give somebody who's not making enough to live on. He won't give them a raise even though he thinks they deserve it. That's wrong.
Well, I don't know that he said. Did he say that he thought they deserved it or said that it was nothing to him?
He said that it was nothing to him.
Because, I mean, that's not the same. Those aren't the same statements. I mean,
but he did make it sound like he otherwise would have no problem giving her the raise.
What else did he get? That's what he said.
Yeah, I think Lucas is on to something here.
Well, we gave him a little trouble, right? Like I did point out, she doesn't care about the economics here. What was that, sir? Sorry, you were trying to jump in at the end of my sentence, and I hadn't finished it yet.
Okay, go ahead. I
was asking you because you were talking, and I couldn't hear you.
I thought that was a question.
What is the question, and what is the answer?
Well, I don't know anymore.
Okay, so we gave him some trouble about his position, right? Like I said that, hey, you know, like these questions of greater macroeconomics really don't matter to her. You know that, right? And so we, you know, I think we pointed some of that out to him.
Yeah. No, I think Lucas is onto something. Okay. Thanks for the call tonight, Lucas. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I did catch that early on, but I didn't bring it back around at the end of the end of the conversation.
The employer is going to lose the employee if he doesn't pay her enough
to stay.
Yeah,
she can walk away. She can go somewhere else.
And so I would say we've designed the system where somebody gets...
I didn't design the system.
Okay. Well, we as human beings... so are you one of them?
I wasn't involved.
Marginally. The answer to that is marginally. The lady is, the lady, we have a system here, whether you designed it or not, Ian, where people get paid essentially what people are willing to pay them.
Yeah.
So, for instance, I give this example a lot. I used to work as a dishwasher in a restaurant.
I used to work as a dishwasher, too.
What's that?
Go ahead.
In a restaurant?
In jail.
Okay. And the restaurant owner informed me that I was the worst dishwasher that they had ever had. I'm a poor choice for a dishwasher, right?
You're like not getting a raise.
I was terrible at it. I wasn't going to get a raise at that. I did awfully. However, I moved on to waiter in that same restaurant. They thought I did swimmingly. So, you know, different people are going to be better at different jobs. Maybe the lady needs to move on to a different job where she'll make more money. I don't know.
855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts here. Uber's been raided. We'll tell you about it coming up on Free Talk Live.
The freeze-dried guy, a leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus, deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dried guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663. Or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dried guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market, and did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow. A proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you are online, then you should be protecting yourself, because there are people out there who would like to know what you're doing. Maybe it's your internet service provider who is logging the websites you visit, the search terms you enter, keeping those logs for years in some cases, and then handing them over to law enforcement, or perhaps selling your information to private companies so they can mine it for data. That's all certainly possible. Plus, there are people who can sniff your Wi-Fi packets if you're out on your laptop or your smartphone. Maybe they'll snag your bank password or something like that. So
they would love to do that.
Yeah, you got to be careful out there. And ProXPN can help protect you by encrypting your data connection. You go to proxpn.com/FTL. Grab their software. It's free. You download it for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, or Android, plus Linux, proxpn.com/FTL. Go and get started now, and when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, which gets you unlimited bandwidth, servers all around the world you can access, you can go and privately torrent, and get past regionally blocked websites, you do that by using code FTL50. And that FTL50 code gets you 50% off the price of their annual account. By the way, that code also locks you in for that savings for the lifetime of the account. So once your first year is done and you're ready to go for year number two, well, you still get the same great deal by using code FTL50. ProXPN.com/FTL. Use that code, get the deal, and then also you get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. And ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits. So use promo code FTL50 at proxpn.com/FTL. It's a great discount on privacy that is priceless. So it was actually last year, Mark, about a year ago, that we were at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. Of course, we're going there this weekend. We had arrived at the airport and realized that we really hadn't figured out how the hell we were getting to the hotel.
Yeah.
Which was nowhere near the airport. So we tried to figure out what to do, and I pulled up. Oh, we're in a big city. They probably have Uber. So I pulled up Uber's app for the first time, installed it on my phone, and I was like excited because I'd heard so much about Uber and heard so many good, you know, good stories. You know, this new ride-sharing concept where, for those that don't know, you, in theory, I've never actually done this because it didn't work in Austin, you get the app, and then it knows where you are because of GPS or whatever, or you can tell it where you'll be when you need a pickup. And then, you know, there are these Uber drivers around, and one of them presumably wants to make some money, so they come over, get you, and take you where you need to go. And it's supposedly cheaper than, like, a traditional taxi cab service. So I tried that, installed it, and when I opened it up, I got an error message from Uber saying they were sorry, but unfortunately, due to the legal situation there in Austin, they are unable to provide their service. Now, I don't know if that has changed since last year. Some places Uber has gotten a foothold. Others, they've been completely batted back by local governments and state governments that have been on the attack against Uber ever since they've come into business and tried to establish a foothold in these various marketplaces. And essentially, the local governments are going to bat for the old taxi cab companies who have been for decades paying for things like taxi licenses and medallions, as they're called in some cities, permission slips, basically, from the government to operate their business. And they don't like very much that somebody else would dare come into the market with innovation, changing the rules, changing the game, doing things differently than had been done previously, which is what Uber and Lyft and some of the other ride-sharing services have done. They've really stirred it up. And these old, established, sort of old guard, old dogs that have been in the business forever, they don't like that very much. So they've gone to the government gang and they've said, hey, you know, you guys got to do something about these Uber, Lyft people. They're edging in on our territory. And so they have done so. In fact, we've seen stories from all across the United States about various different governments at local and state levels that have attacked Uber and Lyft. And they've also gone internationally. We talked about South Korea at one point in the past. We haven't talked about France. Korea is mentioned in this story here, and it's actually published at copblock.org. The multinational ride-sharing corporation Uber has been a thorn in the side of government from the very beginning. Uber provides a quality service at an affordable price that the government cartelized transport industry just can't match. As true free market entities, companies like Uber, Lyft, and Sidecar operate outside of government regulation, allowing customers to voluntarily choose from a variety of drivers in their area for their transportation needs. The company's smartphone app connects someone who needs a ride with someone willing to provide it. It's already in use in hundreds of cities in 55 countries across the world, and it's very popular with riders who generally pay less than they would for a cab with faster service. With a cab, with faster service, meaning they're getting faster service with Uber. Uber drivers are subjected to background checks, vehicle inspections, and insurance requirements, but those aren't the only steps taken to make sure that riders aren't harmed or scammed. The Uber app allows riders to rate the drivers, data that becomes accessible to future potential passengers. If a driver is rude or reckless, he'll get a poor rating and riders won't get in his car. And by the way, you'll also get canceled if you fall below like 4 stars, from what I understand, on Uber. If you're getting bad ratings, you're done for. So payments are handled electronically and through the app, no cash, with Uber getting a 20% cut. And because driver and passenger agree on a price beforehand, passengers don't have to worry about a meter or being long-hauled. Providing people with a cheap and voluntary transportation option? No way, says the French and South Korean governments, who just conducted police raids on Uber offices in Paris and Seoul. According to French media, 25 officers raided Uber's headquarters for 6 hours on Monday, seizing emails, documents, and smartphones used by Uber drivers as part of an investigation into the company's Uber Pop service, deemed illegal by regulators under a new law that went into effect January 1st, requiring all chauffeurs to be licensed. In Korea, Wednesday, Seoul police arrested 2 Uber executives and charged the company's brand manager as well as at least 27 other employees and drivers for allegedly breaking the nation's transport laws. The city previously had declared that Uber's services are illegal and vowed to ban it.
Yeah, we wouldn't want people to get better service.
Yep. Going so
lower
far
prices
as to even issue a warrant for CEO Travis Kalanick. South Korean officials are also probing the company over claims that it failed to register its car hailing app with wireless regulators. Apparently in South Korea, you have to register your app with government. Now, I don't know if that only applies to travel apps or if it applies to everyone making an app in South Korea, but that's pretty disturbing. Piggybacking on the actions of South Korea and France, Uber Pop has now been banned in Germany after a court decided the company contravened German law. Judges are imposing fines of 250,000 euros for each violation of the order. So
that's pretty hefty.
Yeah, this is pretty serious. And so what they're saying here is that, I'm curious to know what Uber Pop is. How is Uber Pop different from, you know, standard Uber? I know they have like Uber Black, which I think is sort of their counter to black car services, like a little bit more of a fancy ride than I guess you would standard get from the average Uber driver. So what is Uber Pop? Anyway, the German government saying the
peer-to-peer?
I don't know what that means.
Nor do I. Yeah. Uber Pop, Uber's peer-to-peer service, pops up in Berlin is what I got when I...
Let's find out more about that here in a moment. But the court decided they've contravened German law. That sounds like, you know, German courts here are saying that what you've created, this service, was specifically designed to get around our laws. So basically, it's not illegal the way they designed it, but because they designed it in a way that wasn't illegal, it therefore contravened the law, so now it's illegal. You follow
there you
me there?
Yes.
855-450-FREE. More coming up here about Uber. Maybe you're a driver and you want to talk about it. It's Free Talk Live.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 standard commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free to bring up anything that you want. 855-450-FREE is the number. Join us online at freetalklive.com.
If you want to get some cryptocurrencies, expresscoin.com is the place to do it. Whether you want Bitcoin or Litecoin or Dogecoin or a variety of other cryptocurrencies, they have available at expresscoin.com. All you have to do, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, is go to expresscoin.com. You start off there. They allow you to use a money order or a check to get the cryptocurrency of your choice. And you can do it with no fee at all if you use coupon code FTL and you purchase less than $40 worth. If you purchase more than $40 worth, you're going to pay their fee, which, of course, it's a very small fee. As I understand it, it's the smallest fee of any place that you can get cryptocurrencies. And they make it easy for you. They're a licensed money services business. There's not going to be any monkey business here. Many of the cryptocurrency companies have gone under, not ExpressCoin.com. They're a great organization. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL to save.
All right, I'm still trying to figure out. I'm on the Uber the Uber Wikipedia page here, trying to figure out what the difference is between Uber Pop and...
I think it's smaller cars.
Uber. Oh, I guess I just don't see that anywhere. I mean, what the definition I've seen here of Uber Pop is that it connects people with people who are unlicensed. They do not have chauffeur licenses, but the average Uber driver doesn't have that, right? I mean, the average Uber driver, at least in the United States.
But Uber black drivers do, and I think
really?
In Paris they were required to wait 15 minutes before picking people up.
So what we're talking about here tonight, at least at this moment, there's more to come here, in fact, including a prosecutor who's actually apologized to the person, the innocent man that he put in jail. But the Uber story here is from copblock.org about raids on Uber. I mean, this is not just some little tiff in a court system. These government guys they're serious about putting a stop to people competing with the established taxi oligopoly. These taxi companies have been in business forever, and they've been protected from competition forever. In a place like New York City, last I heard, the medallions were $1 million apiece. It's just staggering to really even comprehend that could possibly even make anyone any money paying. Is that per car? How do you possibly? I mean, I understand things cost more in New York City, but really? One car's doing $1 million worth of business at minimum.
That's what I think it is. But it's amazing how much money they must make doing taxi runs.
And I remember when we started doing Free Talk Live a decade ago, we did talk about the taxi regulations. This was long before Uber ever existed. But I remember we talked about medallions at one point, and they were like $500,000 or something like that, $500,000. So they've gotten much more expensive even since then.
It must really devalue their medallion. If people can just go ahead and give rides to other people.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why one of the reasons why they're so upset. And, of course, similar scams are being run in South Korea and in France.
I frankly don't give a darn about their medallion value.
Yeah, I mean, me neither. And so they've gone and they've raided the offices of Uber. I want to continue with the cop block story here. They're imposing fines of 250,000 euros per day in Germany after a German court has ruled that Uber's new Uber Pop service is illegal. They're saying that it contravenes German law. And there's actually another piece over at PC World that kind of goes into that a little bit further. Essentially, the German court is saying that since the drivers do not have chauffeur licenses, that Uber Pop is illegal, and they are threatening Uber with lots of fines. But wait, says CopBlock.org's author here, I thought governments want to help the poor. Aren't business opportunities and cheap transportation alternatives just what poor people need?
I would think that it is.
Yeah, I mean, hello. Poor people, in a lot of cases, don't have good transportation. If you're poor, you can't really spend money upkeeping a car. I've got this old police cruiser that I drive around, and it's just been having problem after problem after problem. I mean, luckily, I am able to afford to put in the repairs, but it's been one repair after another, and it's getting to the point where I'm getting sick and tired of it.
What color Subaru are you going to buy?
I don't have any plans at the moment, Mark. I'm hoping to fix the car up. And,
junk.
You know. Well, that's another discussion. Anyway, so I've got this, car, and, you know, if I couldn't afford to put money into it, I'd have to get rides everywhere. And, you know, when I don't have a car, and there have been times when I haven't, I've had to get rides from people to go places. And, you know, I don't ever require them to be licensed with the government to do that. That doesn't, you know, when you ask your friend for a ride, you don't ask them to see their insurance policy. You don't ask them to, you know, have some sort of government permission slip. You just get a friend to give you a ride somewhere. But poor people need that more than anyone else. They can't afford to put in a bunch of money in repairs. I mean, it's just not possible. So rich people can absolutely afford to take a taxi wherever they need to go. They can afford to rent a limousine to take them wherever they need to go. It doesn't matter that much to a rich person to not have a car. I mean, I think Hillary Clinton says she hasn't driven in ever or something like that in her life, or in like 30 years or something ridiculous.
Oh, no, I hadn't read that.
So, you know,
it doesn't
people.
Make you sound good. It's like, it's like,
it doesn't make you sound like one of the people.
Mitt Romney saying, oh, yeah, my wife owns two Cadillacs.
So, good point here, Comp Block. Without a large barrier of entry imposed via government licensing and regulation, every individual with a car is a potential small business owner. This is what regulation truly seeks to prevent: competition against established financial interests. Regulations on transportation services are intended to protect consumers, but for the most part succeed only in raising prices and reducing quality of service, according to a report by the Mercatus Center. I don't know if that really is the intention of regulations. I know that's what the politicians say. That's what the regulators say. The people who push these concepts say, well, we're just doing it for you. We're doing it for you, the people, the consumers. We're trying to protect you. But I don't believe, I don't know how many of them actually believe that. I suspect there are a number of them who know that absolutely the reason why they exist is to protect the establishment, is to protect the established business owners. Because in many cases, the established business owners are the ones on the advisory boards.
All you have to do is look at the licenses for things like floral arrangements and manicurists and dental technicians, you know, like tooth cleaning people and stuff like this, and then realize that people like auto mechanics that fix brakes aren't licensed. And you will see that this isn't really about,
safety.
I mean, you know, they certainly cloak themselves in safety. Obviously, they want to make sure that people have training in order to be able to say it's about safety, but you know, the fees go to the government. This is really about excluding people out of the market that otherwise wouldn't be competition. The taxi cab companies aren't worried about this because they believe you might not be safe. Come on.
Yeah, no doubt.
They're not bringing lawsuits against Uber because they're concerned for your safety.
They're concerned about the safety of their profits. Let's go to Timid Susan in Massachusetts. Susan, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, Ian? Mark, what I want to talk about, first I want to give a quick reference. Hezekiah Buttersworth, you can find a book on him on Internet Archives. The name of the book is Little Metacomet or The Indian Playmate.
And the book about who?
It's the name of the book is Little Metacomet or The Indian Playmate, and it's by Hezekiah Buttersworth.
And what is this?
What I want to talk about, I want to just say real quick, Native American art, and basically it's the Wampanoag Memorial it's like a war memorial, and it's an ancient burial ground. And if I can real quick just refer people to go to, on Live Leaks, the website Live Leaks, at Rammel, R-A-M-E-L, 124.
I'm really confused about what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm
giving us a bunch of links and talking about Native American art.
And I'll talk about it right now. It's a Native. Do you know how people sometimes dig up artifacts, like they try to build a house, and then all of a sudden they come across a graveyard?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. That's
poltergeist.
Oh.
Okay.
That's not poltergeist. No, not anything like that.
Well, didn't they find an Indian? Didn't they have a graveyard in Poltergeist?
Why bring up poltergeist?
Because you asked me what happens if people build a house and they are on top of a graveyard. Yes.
I'm a little lost. I'm going to give you a chance to kind of clear this up here. So we're talking about people building houses, finding an American or Native American burial grounds. Where are we going here? All right, coming up here in moments with Timid Susan. 855. That's the name on the call screen, by the way. I don't know who this is. 855, 453. 855-450-3733. Hopefully she can help us make sense of this. It's Free Talk Live.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features we have on the website totally free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please amp Free Talk Live over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Concept is you send $5 a month into the show. We invest that $5 back into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. And you get perks, too. If you're an amplifier, you get access to the Amp Only Facebook group, which is actually pretty busy. There's always new stuff in there every single day. And it's there are a couple hundred amplifiers in there, so you can interact with other people who support the show and some of the hosts who are in there as well, including Mark, myself, Chris Cantwell, and Rich Paul. So drop on by amp.freetalklive.com. You'll also get access as an amplifier to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only forum, podcasts, and more. Go and get the details. Get signed up. Makes a big difference for us. You can use any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our site at amp.freetalklive.com. Tim and Susan is on with us in Massachusetts. You started out talking about Native American artwork, and you recommended a LiveLeak video which, Mark, you pulled up this video, and it's pretty boring. It's like a rock or something. Somebody recording a rock?
Yeah, I'm about 5.5 minutes in on a rock here, and it looks like we've got we sent hundreds of viewers, because I saw the views before and after we went, and I guess a lot of people...
You're BSing, Mark.
I'm not kidding you. Hundreds of people have seen this
I'm so
in
sorry.
The last few minutes.
It looks like a terrible video. Why are we looking at this video?
Okay, Mark, please bear with me.
I'm Baron.
Okay. It's artwork. It's in camouflage. Hello?
I'm listening.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm breaking up a little here.
You sound fine. Go ahead.
Okay. It's artwork. It's in camouflage. If you look slowly and pause the video at certain places, at 1:42, you can see cat eyes in the black spots. At 2:58, you can see on the very left, there's a queen's face. Okay. At the bottom right-hand corner of the rock is a bear. At 3:55 in the video, it becomes a sphinx-looking, and it is like a dog face. All right.
Is there any way to put that in the description of the video so that people can know to look?
Excuse me?
Is there any way to put that in the description of the video so that people can know to look?
Well...
We don't know if this is your video. Is this your video, Susan?
I didn't do it when I posted the video.
Okay.
This is your video. What is the point of this? I mean, what are you getting at here?
It's a very special rock.
The point is that it's a Native American burial ground. There's so many rocks, and they all are, you know, interconnected, and they're all carved into and essentially painted in the hieroglyphs. And people can't see it because it's finely detailed, and it's basically done in a rust, in a kind of, it was in the Bronze Age, and it's the bronze, and you have to, it's a looking glass, and if you look in the shadow, Mark, please look in the shadow, and look, there's the underwater panther, and look at the reflection, and there's a blank void in the shadow.
Are you saying that the Indians painted on this rock... and that they painted some animals on the rock, and that it can only be seen at certain angles or at certain times with certain sunlight reflecting off of it or something like that?
Basically, yes.
This is just like a neat little phenomena kind of thing that you're sharing.
Well, I think it's
here?
A designation that this is a Indian burial ground, and I'm willing to go for this. I think I'm ready. I'm ready to say okay.
Are you seeing the animals?
I'm seeing shapes. Okay. But I mean, this is a significant rock. I mean, I'm willing to say
Buddha
rock.
Face too. Look at there's a Buddha face on.
But what is the point of this? I mean, is it just like you're saying, oh, this is neat, or is there something else that you wanted to kind of bring forth?
Well, do you know who Massasoit is?
No.
You celebrate Thanksgiving, though.
Well, you know, I think it's a great holiday, and gratitude is an awesome thing.
Massasoit was the Native American who allowed the pilgrims on the land, and he signed the first peace treaty. And then from there, we got the story of Thanksgiving, and he was the one who, you know, shared Thanksgiving with the Native Americans. Then his first son, Umseta, was essentially poisoned by the colonial government. I've done my research. His second son, it's King Philip, went to war. And the whole thing, again, the rock is, if you look at the facade of the rock, look at the relief. It's called relief. Again, there's a baby, a little baby. Look at the middle of the rock on the left-hand side of the rock. There's also a little black baby. And I'm going to put another video up tomorrow or maybe later when people start paying attention. It's in these things.
But why should anyone care about this? I mean, I just, beyond just, ooh.
It's being disgraced. All right, do you go and destroy people's graveyards? And it's being disgraced in two different ways. It's not on a map in any way, shape, or form. Okay? And on top of that, like, because it's not on a map, like, kids go and, you know, ride dirt bikes and stuff, and they don't see it themselves. I sat down, and I knew, and I was told by Mr. Mason when I was in junior high school. And
so you're upset that there are people who are not treating this with the relevance that you believe that it should be treated with, this rock.
It's a relic.
Absolutely. And it's not just one rock. It's a quarter-mile area with all the rocks in
gotcha.
it.
I wish you the best in your crusade to try to get people to respect the Rock. Thank you for the call, Susan. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, you've been studying this video. Susan claims there are all these animals and faces or whatever in here. Are you seeing it?
I'm not seeing it clearly, but I mean, I would not at the same time discount that this is a sort of significant rock.
It's a big rock. I can see that.
It's big. It does look. It certainly has some staining on it. I'm willing to say that this is okay. This is part of. I mean, you know, I've gone to a lot of places with a lot of broken down rocks that people say are significant. I was just at a Mayan burial ground in a Mayan city not too long ago, and yeah, I mean, you know, if somebody doesn't tell you what the significance of a particular rock is, sometimes you won't know. So yeah I mean, I'm willing to go for it. Sure. Okay. Important rock.
Great.
Now what?
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it. It's like sort of a non-event or a non-issue. I'm not saying that, you know, this should be disrespected, that somebody should paint the rock or, you know, treat it poorly or something, but it sounds like Susan wants it to have more relevance to the average person.
But if more people see it and they see the significance in it too, then something will happen. Somebody will buy it and, you know, buy the property, and then you can have, you know, people visit the rocks.
All right, so there you go, 855, 450-FREE. I don't really know what else, you know, you can do with that one. So, Mark, we were talking about Uber. They have been raided over in South Korea and also in France with multiple agents, dozens of agents coming into the office's headquarters in France, seizing emails, documents, and smartphones used by the drivers there. As CopBlock.org is pointing out here, there is a report over the Mercatus Center that points out that regulations on transportation end up raising prices and reducing quality of service. The report's authors contend that ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft are revolutionizing taxi cab and transportation services, but have come under fire from entrenched interest groups that use government to protect their privileges and stifle market innovations, a process known as rent-seeking. The goal of rent-seeking, the economists explain, is to create higher profits by lobbying politicians to impose costly regulatory burdens.
That is rent-seeking,
such as licensure, safety prescriptions, and price controls on their new competitors. It doesn't take a lot of money to become a taxi owner-operator and earn more than $40,000 a year. One needs a car, an insurance policy, and an ancillary interior equipment to make a car a taxi, according to economics professor Walter Williams from George Mason University. He says in New York City, to be a taxi owner, you'd have to purchase a license called a medallion, which now costs an average of $840,000 apiece. So I was off by a couple hundred thousand there.
Yeah. $840 million, whatever.
Yeah. New York Taxi and Limousine Commission restrictions that generate such a license price outlaw taxi ownership by people who don't have access to $840,000. By contrast, in Washington, D.C., the annual fee for a license to own a taxi is around $300. I'll let you guess which city has more taxis per capita, cheaper fares, and more minority taxi ownership, says Williams. There are vested interests who benefit from keeping outsiders out and therefore enrich both companies with large fleets and single taxi owners at the expense of would-be owners and the riding public through higher prices. Spokesperson for Uber said Monday's raid was an attempt at intimidation by the French government and asserts that their voluntary ride-sharing service is legal under French law. They filed appeals with the European Commission. There's more on the way here in moments. Our toll-free number, more about Uber on the way, 855-450-FREE, and you can share your experience, plus the prosecutor who is now sorry decades later that he put an innocent man in prison. 855-450-FREE. Is it too little too late? It's Free Talk Live.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co, BidBit.co.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.